And that's where we leave Newsday here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nichols. There's all of the latest news and sport coming up. We visit a farm that has a shop, butchery and a cafe. And is enough being done to clean up Welsh rivers? First, here's a man with news of tonight's 6:30 comedy.
Hello, my name's Milton Jones. I'm a working comedian. I mean, don't talk to me about unemployment. I come from a tiny fishing village in Derbyshire.
Thanks a lot, Milton Jones, on BBC Radio 4.
My client wants a plea bargain.
He only nicked some frozen veg.
OK, a plea bargain.
Surreal comedy chaos from the king of one-liners.
We found ourselves in a giant underground cesspool of rotten eggs. After treading water for a while, the egg began to thicken. We were able to scramble to safety.
That's the new series of Thanks a Lot, Milton Jones. Tuesday evening, 6:30 comedy on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now on Radio 4, here's Simon King.
It's Ben Rich this morning, actually. I'm sorry for the late change, but I will bring you the shipping forecast nonetheless. Good morning to you. It is time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Jermyn Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Fitzroy, Fair Isle, and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight: low Norwegian basin 1000, expected 40s 1006 by midnight tonight. Low Jermyn Bight 991, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at zero, south at zero. Northerly or northwesterly, becoming cyclonic for a time in Viking, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Viking. Showers, good, occasionally poor. East 40s, northeasterly, backing northwesterly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. West 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 for a time. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, northeasterly, backing northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Jermyn Bight, cyclonic, becoming northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8 at first in far southwest, otherwise 4 to 6. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, north or northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, squally showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, north or northwest, 4 to 6, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. North or northwest, becoming cyclonic later in Bailey and Rockall, 4 to 6. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9 in west, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. East Faroes, northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in east, decreasing 2 to 4 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. West Faroes, northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly later, squally, wintry showers, then rain later, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north-northwest 5, 13 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Stornoway, north by east 4, slight rain 11 miles, 1013 rising. Lerwick, northwest by north 5, slight rain 22 miles, 1006 rising slowly. Lucas, northwest by west 2, more than 38 miles, 1008, rising. Bridlington, northwest by west, 4, 1004, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 7, 11 miles, 1006. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1010. Jersey, northwest 5, 11 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, northwest 6, 8 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest 4, 8 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northwest by west 5, 1011, rising slowly. Malinhead, northwest 5, 5 miles, 1015, rising slowly. And now, the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 16th of April. The general situation: the United Kingdom will lie in a showery, northerly or northwesterly airflow during the next couple of days, with gusty strong winds affecting all areas and gales affecting eastern coasts at times. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, north or northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 for a time, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 for a time, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, squally thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, westerly or northwesterly veering northerly for a time 4 to 6, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, west or northwest veering north for a time 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, north or northwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, north or northwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, north or northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Isle of Man, northwest 5 or 6, showers, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, north or northwest 4 to 6, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in North Channel, squally showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north or northwest 4 to 6, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, westerly or northwesterly becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in west, becoming northerly 4 or 5 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. And a reminder of the general situation: the United Kingdom will lie in a showery, northerly or northwesterly airflow during the next couple of days, with gusty strong winds affecting all areas and gales for eastern coasts at times. That completes this morning's Shipping Bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Ben. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 16th of April. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. MPs will debate Rishi Sunak's proposal to ban young people from smoking today. The UN has warned that a nuclear plant in southeastern Ukraine is on the verge of catastrophe. In business, research shows water companies in England and Wales have paid out £2.5 billion in dividends since 2021. And in sport, Cole Palmer scored 4 goals as Chelsea thrashed Everton 6-0 in the Premier League. MPs will debate legislation today which would give the UK some of the strictest anti-tobacco laws in the world. The bill would mean anyone turning 15 this year or younger would never be able to legally buy cigarettes. Rishi Sunak says it will help build a better future for children, but a number of Conservative MPs are expected to vote against the ban. The former Prime Minister Liz Truss is among its critics.
My view is that we should absolutely protect children from damage and danger while they are developing decision-making capabilities. But if we're a free country, we shouldn't be telling people not to smoke. And I worry about where it will lead.
Israel's war cabinet has met for a second time in as many days to discuss how to respond to Iran's unprecedented drone and missile attack. The head of Israel's army reiterated that Tehran's weekend strike would be met with a response. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, has warned that the Zaporizhia nuclear power station in Ukraine is on the verge of a serious accident. Rafael Grossi was speaking after the reactor building was hit in a drone attack on Sunday. The facility has repeatedly come under direct fire since the 7th of April, with Ukraine and Russia blaming each other. Mr. Grossi said both sides must comply with an agreement established a year ago to avoid a catastrophic incident.
We must do everything in our power today to minimise the risk of an accident. The 5 principles established in this very chamber 1 year ago must be adhered to. They are there to prevent a major nuclear accident with potentially significant radiological consequences.
Dozens of prospective jurors for Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York have been dismissed after they admitted they couldn't be impartial. Mr. Trump has become the first US president to go on trial in a criminal case. He's charged with falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to an adult film star. He's dismissed the case as a witch hunt. Police in Australia have said a knife attack at a church in West Sydney was a terrorist incident. A 16-year-old boy was arrested after a bishop and several other people were stabbed during a sermon. No one suffered life-threatening injuries. Karen Webb is the New South Wales Police Commissioner.
We believe there are elements that are satisfied in terms of religious motivated extremism and, of course,